So hidden, so secure, Lord, where we disappear, we're not even in the picture. Lord, such a beautiful redemption, such a beautiful Savior, such security, such peace. Lord, we're so grateful for that tonight. Lord, we want to just lift you up and bless you, magnify your name. We invite you and ask that you would come and minister, Lord. Touch and deal with the hearts of your people as they have need of it, each and every one, Lord. Pray that man would be out of the picture, Lord, and you would have your way. Again, we just look to you tonight. Thank you so much for your grace, Lord, for the security and safety of that token, Lord. Lord, our substitute, our sacrifice. As the scripture says, of him are you in Christ Jesus. Lord, we had nothing to do with it. It's your working, your grace, your righteousness. We give you thanks, Lord. Again, just commit this time, Lord, ourselves into your hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, musicians. God bless you all. So we've got a few travelers back with us. Praise the Lord. Charity, Zoe. And a few headed out. So a few out and a few headed out. So That's okay. Thank the Lord. Yes, thank you. I was getting ready to. I'd seen the Olivas when I walked in. God bless you. It's really, really good to have you. So I know it's just for a few days, and then you're back out, back on, heading back Saturday. Is that right? Okay. So God richly bless you. So all right. Oh my, how's everybody? What a time, what a season, what an hour we're living in. My goodness. Just on my heart tonight, and we'll get into this in a minute, but so many things. Well, before that, before I get into the text, we'll start with a little bit of a lesson. A little bit of life lesson I was thinking of recently, and I'll just tell this for, who's here is gardeners? I think there's a few of you that are. Yep, looking at you, Sister Pam, and you, Sister Laura, and even Anna. She's got her plants, and I love it. I am not. Yes, of course. I missed you, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Peter's getting one started. I love it. All right, so here's the lesson. We just have a little story to tell. So in our neighborhood, you guys have been to our place. We have... And this is life. There's so many pictures here, I think, that you could draw from, but I was just thinking of that this week. One neighbor to the left is the kind of person they could not care less about the yard and keeping things in order. And then the other one on the right is out on their hands and knees picking. And so when we first moved in, we thought, oh boy, we've got these guys on this side and these guys on this side. We better kind of take care of things a little bit. So here's where I'm dropping in some seeds. We don't want the weeds to spread, because sin spreads, doesn't it? Yeah, so let's take care of the yard. Let's get rid of those things. And so we started doing like lawn treatment, fertilizer and things, and we would do that, and we'd take a year or two off, and then we would do that. And just over the years... It kind of picked up, and now we do every year lawn treatment. So the moral of the story is, guess what? After years and years of consecutive treatment, the yard starts to look pretty good. And the moral of the story for that is guess what? There's a lot of things in life that just take time and consistency and repetition. Read your Bibles and pray every day. Right? So there you have it. Little fun, little life lesson there for you. So anyway, on to the real scriptures and the real word. Just want to share some things tonight on just what we sang about as I came up, you know, that hiding in His holiness, and that so if my text title is Quiet, Secret, Solitary Places. And I believe He's taking us on a journey, all of us, more and more all the time, back to perfect faith in that world with Him alone. Quiet, lonely, secret, solitary places, secret places in Him. And, you know, again, maybe for the young people, but the kids and the old, all of us. I'll put it this way, just to summarize. You know, kids, when you have a friend, when you're young, you think about, maybe you share things that are really important to you, and there's secrets that you guys have that you share with each other. And sometimes that's really special. That's like a really special thing. Guess what? God wants to do that with you and every one of us. And that's what we preach. That's what we stand for. That's what we believe in, that it's you and Him, that He has secrets. Amazing, deep, beautiful secrets that He wants to share with you. And it's in those secret places, in that time with Him. Remember what Jesus said, how do we pray? Enter into that closet. Enter into that secret place. That's how much He wants to be alone with you. Enter into that secret place in prayer, in fellowship, in communion. So let's. So with that said, there is kind of the heart of what I want to go into tonight, and we'll open up with a verse or two. If you would stand, we'll turn to Proverbs chapter 25. And we'll give you a second to get there. Proverbs 25 and verse 2. And I think this is so beautiful. Verse 2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing." Think of that just for a minute, to conceal a thing. That is the glory of God. And you know what? He wants to meet us there. We know through the message, we know through all that we've been taught, it's in those hidden things, in the simplicity that he actually hides and yet reveals himself. So it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. But look what comes next. "But the honor of kings is to search out a matter." Who's kings and priests? Who's kings? We are. So that very same Holy Spirit, the God that hides and conceals in us, works to unveil, works to discover and to see these things, these beautiful hidden things in his word. All right, one more. Let's turn over to Mark chapter 1. And verse 35. Always love this. It says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Amen. You can be seated. I'd just like to think of that tonight. Again, those solitary places that he's calling and drawing us to. And I just see in these scriptures, even that we just read there in Proverbs, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. That in his God, in his infinite wisdom, has chosen to work his plan this way, that he hides in these things, in simplicity. He's hidden things to the world around us, but to his seed, his elect, he makes himself known. And in this is a work, a process of redemption that is so beautiful, so personal, so individual. It's you and it's him alone in these secret places, in these solitary places where he's working out his whole process of redemption, revealing mysteries, revealing himself to us. And he's doing that. I think, you know, it's so interesting because the natural mind would maybe bristle at thing and say, this isn't fair, this isn't right, why does God hide? It's what he's chosen to do. But if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, praise the Lord. You know, think of the Pharisees. Think of those, they were standing right there looking at him and saying, "If you're the Son of God," they say, "Tell us plainly. Tell us plainly. Why do you speak in parables? Why is it?" Yet God in his infinite wisdom, again, as we read, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. So again, blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear hidden secret things. It's your heavenly Father calling us away to worlds unknown, back home, back to reality. Words echoing from eternal life that ring true down in our soul. And the beauty of all of this, these secret places and these things revealed, it takes us into a journey and a process with him where human instrumentality, human influence is completely out of the picture. This is so far from churchianity. So far. I want to just get, I'll get to something here in a minute, but you think of even Nicodemus coming to Jesus saying, "How, you know, can a man be born again? How can this happen?" And I love what Jesus says, how he says, you know, the wind blows where it will. You cannot hear where it, you cannot tell where it's coming, where it's going. So is every one of you that's born of the Spirit. It's not something we can predict. It's not something we can copy and repeat It's individual, it's personal, and we're all in that place walking with him. Amen. Calling us, drawing us away constantly, I believe, from this dimension into that soul dimension. Because that soul is what? That part of you that's a part of God that is eternal. So in that soul dimension, if I could say it that way, there's where he's taken us, into that communion, fellowship, constantly saying, come away with me, leave this world, leave this dimension, and come into this place of communion with me alone. All right, this is what I was referring to just a minute ago. We're going to go through some scriptures that are all very, very familiar. And again, the theme here, the thought is just these quiet, we'll get to that later, secret, solitary places. My. Okay, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Now, I'll do this if I can, and I don't, you know, you can all feast on the word however you want, but I love to just even list some of these sermons we'll go through. So Christ, the mystery of God, if you'd like homework, I guess is what I'm trying to say. If you'd like some homework, Christ is the mystery of God revealed is one. Another one is the message. I love how the titles of those sermons speak so much. The sudden secret going away of the church. So there, right there again, you see so much. What is happening? Where is life taking place? In quiet, behind closed doors, in secret communion with you and him. So that's another one. Another one is a hidden life. Beautiful, beautiful message. And also the inner veil. And I could go on and on. There's quite a few, but just want to start with this one here. In Christ is the mystery, where he says, God's great mystery, what the eternal God had as a mystery, has now been unfolded in Jesus Christ, then given right down to his church. He says, what was once in God's mind is now in the body of Christ. Doesn't that make you happy? Doesn't that make you rejoice? Jesus, here you go, kids, like I started with. He wants to tell you some things. He wants to tell you some secrets. Jesus making love to the church, his bride whispering secrets to her. Oh my. And when you're in that place and you hear that voice, it's like, oh yeah, this is where I belong. This is home. Colin. Secrets, sir. You know how you tell your wife things? You know the little girl you're going to marry, you love her so much, you just tell her the secrets and get her up next to you and love you and everything. You know how it is. That's what God, Christ, is doing to the church. See, he's letting her know the secrets, just the secrets. He says, not these flirters. I mean, his wife knows by having the revelation of his secret made known to him by his grace. Oh my, that's beautiful. He says, the grace of God. So he says, I hope you don't think this sounds personal to a bunch of people or this, but he says, the secret that God is sharing with the whole church, if they would just receive it. Oh, Lord, help us. It is grace. It is grace. And he's caught, you know, he talks, he's trying to find somebody who will sit and listen, trying to find their favor. Can you think about that? And I believe he has. I believe he's caught our attention and by his grace. And yet I feel so, you know, convicted at times, because in this life we get so busy and get distracted. What's greater than this? Nothing. But what do we do with our time? You know? That's where I get convicted. As the statement goes in terms of relationships, how do you spell love? T-I-M-E. Ouch, Lord, help. Lord, help us. See, there, I love that. He's making love to the church, whispering secrets to her. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Let's turn to Matthew 11. We'll just go through a few scriptures again. Very common, very simple, but want to just emphasize and savor these things of this secret place, this fellowship in quiet, solitary places with the Lord. Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Oh my, don't you love him? So it's this realm, this reality of God hiding and unveiling himself in these secret things, these secret places. We know Ephesians 1, we can just quote that. You guys know it. He's blessed us in all where? Heavenly places. Spiritual blessings. So that is the reality of the blessings that we have in that place. Eternal blessings in Christ. Turn back to back to the Old Testament. Psalms 25, I've always loved this. I hope we feel rich tonight. I hope we feel blessed as we look into the Word and examine these things. Psalms 25. We're just going to, I think, drop into 14, but really all of this is so beautiful. It says 25:14 says, the secret of the Lord is where? With them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Isn't that what he's doing right now? His covenant. Revealing it to him, to each one of us, his secrets, making himself known. And there is that spiritual communion, that place of fellowship that so far beyond church, beyond religion. It's a place of connection, a place where life happens. Amen. Okay, back and forth. John 14, we're going to get one here, and then we'll... John chapter 14... Just this, verse 16, John 14 and verse 16. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. And what happens? Because you see me, all these things connected, so beautiful. Because I live, ye shall live also. Our life, bound up with his life. Verse 20, at that day you will know that I am in my Father, and ye in me and I in you, because we see. You can see what others cannot see. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. This is from, I'd mentioned this earlier, but the message, the secret, the sudden secret going away of the church. He says, this is so rich. He says, and I was thinking today on the subject of the sudden and secret. He says, I like that. He says, people live today as though just before the coming of the Lord Jesus, if he was going to send a host of angels down to all the newspapers for a year or so and announce it throughout all the world in the newspapers that on such and such a date, Jesus will arrive. And to have it broadcast by the radio and put on television and everywhere, just the day and the hour he's coming. Now that's the way people live today. But God has said in his word, it would be like a thief in the night. Coming, if that would be so, he says, if that would be so, people would say, as the world thinks today, oh, there's just plenty of time, it will be well announced. And what he says next is really striking. He says, but you see, it is announced, but it's a secret announcing. It's just those who are willing to hear it, those who are willing to consider it and who loves the Lord. Now, where he goes next is really beautiful. He says, now, think of what Paul said when he said, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day. And then he stopped. Did you notice? He said, not only me, but to all them that love his appearing. If we love his appearing. So kind of connect the dots here. He's talking about the appearing, loving who is here, loving the one who is here, the one who's descended, and that secret announcement. For he says that those who are willing to hear, there's your, and what's the title? Sudden Secret Going of the Church, because they can hear. They can hear what other people cannot hear. They can see his appearing, and they love his appearing. So all these things are just a tremendous, beautiful blessing. So here we are, caught up right now in this place with him. Every single one of us who's called and chosen and in this place of communion to that. Oh my, things that this world knows nothing about. Hebrews 1, you don't have to turn there, Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what? Things not seen. So that revelation that we possess, that faith substance that is from him, the revelation that is from him, that is such a rich thing, a possession, a reality. Amen. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2, just a few other verses, same simple thought of those things that are hidden, those things that are, I'm sorry, what did I say? First
Corinthians 2.
Thank you, yes. Okay, verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God hath ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Excuse me, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Oh, what amazing blessings. Well, how rich we are. Think of this, just God in his heart. Don't you just see the combining all these things that we've read and these quotes, and you don't you see how much God wants to give out of himself and pour out of himself to each and every one of us, those secrets, those love secrets to his bride. Oh my, so we're so blessed. And I think of these things, and I think again of just the security that we have here in this secret place. Nothing at all with this realm or this dimension. All of our security, all of our hope is in him. And it's so striking to me in this hour. You see people so busy, you know, just as the scripture said, they're going to run to and fro. And trying to find some kind of safety, some kind of security, because they know things aren't right. They know something's not right. In fact, really, really interesting, just the last 2 weeks, maybe week or two, several conversations I've heard where people just brought up they're looking for land, they're looking to get out of here. Just this thought of storing up things and safety and insecurity of food and on and on and on. And I, you know, unprovoked, just came up in the conversation. But quite a number of times lately where I've just encountered people bringing these kind of things up, and they know it's not right. They know there's no safety. They know there's no security. But we do. Aren't you thankful for that? Oh, I just, you know, I've even heard, you know, like all the rich are buying bunkers like crazy, you know, doomsday facilities, doomsday bunkers, and they can't even keep up with the orders because they're just, you know, they're buying up portions of Hawaii. And hey, David, sound like a good idea? No. Yeah, no, just it's insanity, but you feel for people. You really do, because you can sense that insecurity and the fear that they have. So But again, praise the Lord for these hidden things that you and I are called to partake of and to enter into, I think, more and more all the time. Again, nothing down here. He's saying, come away, leave it, forget it. I have made a way for you, and I'm in waiting to commune with you in this secret, quiet place. You can turn here if you want, but or you don't have to. I'm just going to read it real quick. Revelations 2, I love this. Revelations 2:17 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. There we are, all these beautiful treasures that are for you and for me. And it's the glory of God. Think of it, God's design, his majesty, his wisdom, infinite wisdom, that has purposed to hide, to conceal these great treasures, but for his children, for his seed, his elect. He says, come, come in. Why? What did we read in Proverbs 25? It's the kings pursue, the kings search out these things. Yes, the Spirit of God that's in you will find, will uncover these great treasures and partake. Amen. And I think what's so rich just in looking into these things and thinking of, again, of these secret things that we are called into, called to partake of, hidden things. In here, we are actually secure ourselves. We are hidden away. As we enter into that place of communion and fellowship in secret with our Lord, there's your safety and there's your security in the hidden. So you are hidden in Christ as you partake of those things that are hidden from the rest of the world. Amen. I love these things. All right, let's go on. This is in the message of hidden life. Actually, just kind of what we were, we didn't bring this up quite, but he does touch on it here. He's talking about that hidden manna. God said, Moses, make you a golden pot, hallelujah. In there, place this manna, and remember that a believer, when he walked in there, that manna never did run out. It was always fresh and new and sweet as the day, as the days went by, as the years went by. And any man who comes to Christ and hides away and the veil falls behind him, he's in the presence of God, eating the manna day and night from one hour to the other. It's just as sweet as it was the first day of telling to your soul. He says, no, that's what we need today, is get in there where things are not, where things are at. He says, not stand off and pretend or stand off and act, but actually get in there. He says, now remember, only the elect comes into that God has chosen you. He says, I believe in Revelations 2, said he that overcometh. So it's promised to overcomers. He says, you said, well, I overcome smoking. That ain't what he's talking about. There's a whole lot more that goes to Christianity besides not smoking cigarettes or drinking whiskey. He says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and he will be my son, and I will be his God. And listen, I will give him the hidden manna. I will hide him away. There you are. The hidden manna in there, you're hidden away, and the things of the world on the outside, the curtain, they don't know nothing about. Hallelujah. Though they eat the manna, but they don't know about this. I will give him the hidden manna. Now, what he says next, he says, you get what I mean? Entering into the adoption or the hidden place with God. So I thought, that's so beautiful. The hidden place. There we go. There's where redemption is working. In that hidden place, in that secret place, partaking of that hidden manna. Entering into the adoption, he says, or the hidden place with God. And the enemy fights it, but guess what? He will not prevail. God will. We feel ragged, we feel distracted, we feel run down sometimes, but yet there's still that burning desire down in here that says, yes, there's something more. Yes, I want more. I want more. I want more. Amen. And you just keep going back, keep feeding, keep feasting on it. Amen. Hidden places, solitary places, secret places. All right, let's go through into some more scriptures. You bear with me because I know see, Psalms 27. You know we had to go into that one. We'll do Psalms 91 as well, because it just fits. I love this. Yeah, we'll just start with verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, here we go. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. There we go, hidden. And what comes with that? So here we are, there's our safety, our security. We're hidden in that pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. I like that. He is, it's his job. He's doing it. He's hiding me. And what comes next? He shall set me upon a rock, upon that revelation. So there we go. There's that revelation, that place of safety and security right there. My, my. Just turn up a couple more chapters, chapter 31. We'll get a few verses here. Verse 19, 31:19 says, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man." Isn't that beautiful? "Thou shalt keep them secretly." Here it is again, all these beautiful words. "Secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." Oh, don't you love it? So he's preserving, he's protecting, he's hiding us. Oh my, what an amazing God, what an amazing Savior. Oh, "hide them in the secret of thy presence." Isn't that beautiful? I love it. One more. Okay, Psalms 91. We said we'd cover that as well. Let's just boy. All right, we'll start with verse 1. We'll see how far we get. This is all so beautiful. He says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." There is our safety. The secret place. There it is. You and I, each one of us in that place with him. Called, drawn, chosen, because you have ears to hear, you have eyes to see. And he says, "Come into this place of fellowship. Come into this communion with me." That's that secret place. "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." Oh my, "surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust." Doesn't that just sound pretty comfortable? Pretty safe and secure and warm and cozy? I think so. I love that. "His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Amen. "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I just couldn't stop. Once you get going, it's just so beautiful. That whole, what a place, though, again, of rest and safety and security. And I'll just keep repeating some of these things. But I love, we'll go back to the start. Proverbs 25, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. He's hidden these places and these hidden things where we're called to. You're called to. And there is our safety and security. There is communion and fellowship, and there's where redemption is going on. And it's there where we have quiet. So again, there's our one of our more other themes, quiet. Solitary places, because it's really just each one of us in Him alone. Solitary, secret, quiet. In this day and age, I think those words are just beautiful. Quiet, solitary, safety. And I'll just quote a few of these. You can write them down. Proverbs 1:33 says, "Whoso hearkeneth," there we go, "he who hears, he who's listening, who has ears to hear, whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and be quiet from fear of evil." Don't you love that? Isaiah 32:18 says, "My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places." Like that. Next chapter, Isaiah 33:20. "Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation." Quiet. There's peace and safety there, isn't there? Yes, "a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall be removed, neither any of the cords thereof be broken." Oh, I love that. Okay, this is from, "It is the rising of the sun." He says, "Oh," and he raised up Christ from the grave, "dwelling in you, has quickened your mortal body unto his presence." You recognize it. Oh my. What richness, what power right there. You recognize it. You are no longer a scavenger. You're an eagle. You don't want the things of this world. You're a son or daughter of God. You're feasting at the fountain that the world knows nothing about. There you go. Secret places. You and him. You're eating hidden manna that the world never know nothing of it, for you're an evil eagle. You're quickened up where you can get to it. You can't get to it down here. You got to get it up here. You got to be quickened, lifted up, so it will quicken. My goodness, there we go. All these beautiful little pieces, puzzle pieces, and you put it all together, and it's just such a beautiful picture. So he's talking there about being quickened into his presence. It's just like what we read earlier, where he talked about, again, that his presence and being in love with his appearing. It's you and him fellowshipping there secretly. Thank you, Lord. We'll close here, and actually, musicians, if you want to come, I'm going to just end up with, let's see, maybe this one. This is spiritual food in due season. He says, "But those who believe God's hour that we're living in, these things are hidden food." Just think, God has so hid it that they look right at it and don't see it. Oh my. The same way that Elijah blinded the Syrian army, the same way that God blinds the unbeliever from the true, genuine food of the child, the believer. He says, "What they called Noah, fanatic, building an ark, his eyes were open to the word of God and the promise. The very thing that they called fanaticism saved Noah and his family." See, the very same thing. The thing that people laugh at is the thing that we pray for. My. The thing that the people calls crazy, we call great. What the world calls great, God calls foolish. And what the world calls foolish, God calls great. It's just the exact contrast between right and wrong. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember, so he's go back to Elijah here. He says he went into his secret place by the plan of God, by the call of God, and the word of God. Elijah entered into his secret place by God's foreknowledge, his plan, and the call upon his life. and according to the word. If that ain't the way we entered, I don't know how we get there. Isn't that beautiful? And notice, before the drought began, Elijah went into this place of secret for his living. A very tight, before the judgment starts to strike the earth, the church has already called out. The bride is chosen and just waiting before the judgment strikes. Already waiting, eating the good food of God, enjoying the blessings of God. He says, and any man, here you go, in his normal mind knows that we're headed straight, right in the hour of judgment. Oh my, but what a safety, what a security. All right, let's praise the Lord. You know, you can go into so many of these things that he talks about, that inner veil and how you had those, outside you had that artificial lights and you had the sun shining, could be storming on those outer courts, and then, but you go into that secret place, it's that inner veil, and there's a light that never fades, there's manna that it's always there to feast on. Love it. Amen. Blessed, I'll just say this, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. You are called into this place to feast, to fellowship in secret places, solitary places, quiet places. And there's our safety, there's our security. Oh my, only by his grace. Let's just stand, let's worship the Lord. I was just thinking of that song. I don't know if it's in the insert. I think there might be a verse or two. Be still and know that I'm God. We can just... That's right. Is that the only other verse? Okay. Yep. I am the Lord. Verse 2, I am the Lord that healeth thee. All right, let's sing that. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord. That healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. My, be still and know that I am God. What beauty right there. And I think there's so much we could draw from that, but you know, you think of either he's acting or you are. Who's speaking? Is it he speaking? So be still and listen. Be still and let him work. Be still and let him move. Be still. Amen. Let's just turn in the inserts. One other one I just opened up to here. In the presence of Jehovah. In the out of situations that tug of war at me, all day long I struggle answers that I need, but when I come into his presence, all my questions become clear, and in that sacred moment, no doubts can interfere. Presence of Jehovah.
of peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Through his love, the Lord provided a place for us to rest, a place to find the answers in our hour of distress. Now there's never any reason for you to give up in despair. Just slip away and breathe his name. You will surely find him there.
Just think of that reality, as the prophet said. He says, come, he's waiting, come, be partakers of all that I am in these hidden secret places, alone with him, secret solitary places. A word is opened up saying, come, feast on me and partake of me. Oh my, grace, grace, don't you love him? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight. We thank you for this time together with you, Lord. We thank you for just the beauty of your word, Lord, to know, Lord, what you're doing in us, that you've opened our ears, Lord. You've opened our eyes. You've called us. You've drawn us into this place of fellowship and this place of communion. And Lord, we just confess we love it. We want more of it, more of you, Lord. Just pray tonight that you would minister to each heart, Lord, that you would take each one into a place of deeper rapture, deeper love, Lord, and knowing these things, Lord, how you're here to whisper these beautiful secrets to your bride, Lord. Pray that everything else would just become secondary tonight, Lord. Let it all fade away. I pray, Lord. Start right here. Start in me, Lord, I pray. Just give you praise, Lord. We give you thanks. We lift you up. Bless your name. Commit ourselves, Lord, and our lives, Lord, all things into your hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you.